First, we're going to hear from the Minister for Education and Skills, Norma Foley, on changes to school transport in relation to an expanded, a radically changed and expanded school transport scheme that's envisaged over the next number of years. I also spoke to her about the publicity surrounding Tralee arising from the largest crystal meth seizure in the state's history. I first of all asked her about what she presented to Cabinet and what changes are on the way for the school bus.
Yeah, thanks very much, Gerry. Well, as you say, I did bring the report to Cabinet, and we've now published the report. Currently, there are 161,600 students availing of school transport, but the School Transport Review 2030 envisages that by 2030 we will have an additional 100,000 students availing of school transport. And it's interesting to note that 25% of the school going population in Kerry avail of school transport. To achieve that additional 100,000, we're looking at things like the distance will be reduced. So currently students must reside 3.2 kilometres or 4.8 kilometres from their nearest school to avail of school transport. We're suggesting that that will be reduced to 2 kilometres and eventually reduced to 1 kilometre at primary school. We're also looking at eliminating the nearest school. So heretofore, students had the option only of attending their nearest school. So that will be eliminated. We're also looking at, this report came out of considerable consultation with, you know, parents, guardians, students themselves, those who are using the school transport scheme, and those who are not and would like to use it, and coach operators, you name it. There was a huge, huge public consultation on this, including engaging with our European counterparts and best practice. And one of the points that was raised with us also was that young people who are availing of the special education transport scheme, that it was felt, their parents felt, that they should have the option, should they so wish, to travel on mainstream. So that option will be provided for, but I would want to be very clear, where parents would prefer that students would continue to avail of the special education transport scheme, then that will be provided for them also. So to achieve all of this, we are looking in September of 24 to roll out a number of pilots. And the first type of pilot will be a pilot where we will integrate with school transport and public transport. So we'll say rural link schemes or any of those connection schemes, and just to see what, I suppose, efficiencies can be achieved there. But again, that would only be at post-primary, because children at primary school cannot travel unaccompanied on public transport. And the second type of a pilot that we will run out will be a pilot where we will reduce the distance, which, as I said, that ultimately it's our intention to reduce the distance to 2 kilometres, which will come in 2025, and 1 kilometre at primary school. We will also seek to do a number of other things in September of 24. I particularly want to mention bus escorts. There are 4,000 bus escorts in the system currently. They do invaluable work. These are people who accompany children and young people with additional needs and accompany them to and from school. And even though they're a small cohort, they're a very, very important and valuable cohort. And so I'm giving a commitment that they're terms and conditions and work practices will be reviewed by the end of 2024 also. There will be an increase also in 24 in the special education grant. So this is a cumulative step-by-step approach that we're taking to 2030. And by 2030, as I say, we will have an additional 100,000 students availing of school transport.
Okay. And to achieve all of that, you'll need more drivers and more buses. Is that achievable, given the trouble there's been up to now in labour, finding labour for this particular key area? Now, I know Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan is looking at perhaps maybe allowing over 70s drive buses. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you're correct. There are challenges in terms of labour force. And again, look, I would say it's not unique to transport operators. It's, you know, we're a country at near full employment, so we are having, you know, challenges in particular places. And, you know, we have engaged with, we'll say, the National Transport Authority. You're seeing that there are national and local adverts seeking contractors. I've seen also, you know, that Bus Éireann are conducting, you know, advertising campaigns looking for drivers, recruitments. I've seen one recently where they're specifically targeting female drivers who might wish to come on board. And equally so, the Department of Enterprise, we've engaged there, and they're looking at the prospect of visas being provided for those who might wish to come into the country in this area. And you're correct, the issue of those who are over 70 has been raised time and time time again. And Bus Éireann have said that, you know, they keep it under review. But Minister Eamon Ryan is to commission a report in that regard, just to see what the feasibility is going forward in terms of facilitating those who are over 70 to make themselves available as bus drivers.
All right, and can I ask you as well, just on that element of it, are you confident if this does get to go ahead, if it gets the final, you expand the way you want to expand, that we will have the buses and the drivers available for it to make it a reality? And will that lead to a reduction in car journeys from the environmental point of view of parents having to bring their school kids to and from school?
Yeah, and just on that last point, I think that's a very, very good point, Gerry, because it's a point that was raised time and time again by parents and indeed by families. The importance of them having an opportunity for children to use a bus means that they're not driving them. So, number one, it takes traffic off the roads, but equally so, it frees them up in terms of, you know, people going out to work or whatever the case might be. And just one other thing I need to mention is, you know, this is a step-by-step process to 2030. It is a plan. A very clear plan as to how we will achieve this by 2030. But equally so, I want to confirm for September of 24, the costs for travelling on the school transport scheme will remain the same. That's €50 at primary school, €75 at post-primary, and €125 for a family. Now, that's a considerable reduction and saving for families. Given that, for example, the €50 that's paid by a parent for a child at primary school, the actual cost that has been borne by government is €1,100. So it's a considerable cost. And I also want to confirm that the portal is opening today for applications for school transport. It will remain open until the 7th of June. It will remain open until the end of April, and payment by the 7th of June. But for the first time, we're introducing the scheme where people will be able to apply and pay in one step. So that it's opening today, will be open until the last Friday in April, and payment by the 7th of June. So, and the pilots that we were talking about there that I referenced earlier, they will be announced by before the end of March.
Okay, Minister, finally and briefly, just to talk about an issue that has been obviously constraining a lot of minds locally here in Kerry. What's your reaction to, I suppose, the shock at the linking of a major drugs haul to Kerry and to Tralee?
Look, Gerry, I would have to be very clear. I have been very well advised that it would not be appropriate for me to make any comment whatsoever on the case. You know, there are individuals charged here, and, you know, the process in terms of the legal process must be allowed to to take its course. So I don't wish to in any way comment on the case or what's involved in that. But what I will say in another context is what Kerry is, what Tralee is. It's a town and it's a county that is open for business. We are a fantastic county. We are a progressive county. You know, we have fantastic initiatives. We have everything from, you know, our greenways. We've seen the very substantial funding that's been announced there recently in terms of support being provided by central government for over 10 million for our various greenways, 30 million and a further 25 million between local and national roads. So we're constantly upgrading. We have, you know, very hardworking, dedicated tourist industry, an economy that is thriving in terms of people giving 110% in terms of you know, productivity. We have we are a university county, so we have so many strings to our bows, as it were, in Kerry, and it's business as usual in Kerry.